Liveline on RTE Radio 1 with bonkers.ie, Ireland's favourite comparison and switching website. Visit bonkers.ie today and start saving on your household bills.
Stephen, you rang your GP to make an appointment. What happened?
How are you doing, Joe? Good afternoon. Yeah, I just want to put this out. I rang my GP there in the mornings last week to see if I can get an appointment.
Okay.
And luckily enough, she said there was one available in the afternoon. She gave me a particular time.
Okay.
And while she was chatting with me, she just said to me, by the way, that's a 10-minute slot.
Okay.
So a 10-minute slot, GP visit, €60. She said, do you think it'd be longer than the 10 minutes? Right. And I said, well, I hope not. So I said...
€6 a minute?
Yeah.
Okay.
So I said, so what happens if I go over the 10-minute slot? And I was actually joking, and she said, there's an extra €30 charge on that for an extra 10 minutes. So for a 20-minute visit, you're paying €90.
So what did you say?
I got off the phone. I booked my appointment because I need to go and see the GP. Got off the phone and said to myself, did that conversation actually happen?
Okay.
I just couldn't believe it. I said, they're looking for €30. Yeah, okay, I get my €60 GP visit. That's fine. But to be told that you have to pay an extra €30 for 10 minutes consultation with your GP is absolutely shocking.
Well, you want something even more shocking. I don't know whether you heard the call last week.
I didn't hear the call last week.
Since making that call to us about the 120 quid, for the one visit, the GP said two issues were dealt with. That 69-year-old man and his daughter, that 69-year-old man and his daughter, we've been told, have been struck off that GP's list. They're to go and find another, so far as you can in Dublin, they're to go and find another GP.
Well,
because they complained.
Yeah. Well, When I got to the GP, I got to my appointment on time. I was about 20 minutes waiting to see the GP after that. Went in, said to the GP, well, I believe I have a 10-minute slot here. And quickly asked her, why was the €30 extra for the next 10 minutes?
Yeah.
And she said, I don't deal with that. The reception area deals with that. And she said, I'm here on my own and I'm busy. Now, where is customer care? Where is patient care there?
So
where
you rang HICWA, the aforementioned HICWA.
I rang HICWA. I just got into my head. HICWA might actually just give me some information on it. And they said, no, ring the Medical Council Board of Ireland. And I did. Oh. And I spoke to a lady there, and she told me it's totally to the discretion of the GP. Now, thinking about it later on, Joe, I just said to myself, the GPs are getting like the governments, ripping off the working class person, the cash-paying customer, yet again, and they have a free holdover.
That GP, I know you're telling me, so I presume it's true, but you're saying that GP said to you, I'm running off my feet, which is true, isn't it?
That's true. I understand that. But why rip us off? She's there to do a job. She's there to do a job. Not just take the money and run. 10 minutes. Come on, Joe. What if somebody went in there with mental health issues and they could have been over 10 minutes? Or they had, a longer diagnosis that they needed to talk to the GP. It's like clocking up. We put a timer on it. Why not?
I'm just trying to find out why the medical council, you say, told you there's nothing to do with them. It says the medical council is the regulatory body for doctors.
Yes.
It has a statutory role in protecting the public by promoting the highest professional standards among doctors practicing in.
Well, maybe if you want to get somebody on from the medical council board and ask them, because I was told when I rang.
But the problem with the medical council is that it's funded by doctors.
Well, then, vicious circle, Joe. Vicious circle.
Yeah. Now, that doesn't... They sometimes strike off doctors for medical misbehaviour.
Yeah.
It's fairly uncommon, but they do it.
That's financial abuse, really, to be honest with you, to the customers. So what happens, Joe? Okay, say if a person is on a medical card.
Yeah.
Are they...
Well, that's
what are they charging then the HSC for a visit from a person who's on a medical card?
That's a good idea. I wonder what the Yeah, the, what the yeah. protocol
what
is.
What are they putting in? What the protocol is there? Are they putting in for 20 minutes or a 30-minute session? A consultation? Yeah. Just thought I'd put it out there because I couldn't believe, because it's been a while since
I... By the way, how long did you spend at the doctor?
I wasn't even 10 minutes in with them.
Say you were, and was the meter ticking? Could you see the meter?
I'd say, the egg timer.
Okay, Stephen, I hope you're okay above all else.
Fine, but like, I just kind of put it out there.
Okay, 60 quid for a 10-minute visit. It goes over 10 minutes. The 10 minutes it costs you another 30 quid.
Yeah, exactly.
And by the way, if you went for 22 minutes...
God knows what.